This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
Football fans, I'm sure we all love an action-packed, high-scoring NFL game, but the latest no-brainer from DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, you'll be a winner once single points are scored. New customers who bet just $1 on any team to score can win $100 in free bets. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps. Bet $1 on any team to score and win $100 in free bets. If they score, you score with promo code FANRUN in all caps this week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older and Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line. 1-800-889-9789.
It's time for the Drive's Top 5 at 5.
Quitting time on your Wednesday, 5 o'clock here on Fan Run Radio. Russell Bear and Jake Miller cruising along with you on the Drive. And the Top 5 at 5 brought to you this afternoon by National RX Toy Drive coming up on Friday. We're looking forward to it. Tell you more about it after this.
Thanks, Russ. Up first, Tennessee takes care of the Presbyterian Blue Hose by a score of 86-44. Justin Powell and Kennedy Chandler led the way with 15 points apiece. Vols cover the spread. Did not hit the over.
Yeah, now things pick up a little bit now. At Colorado on Saturday, and then Tuesday next week, the Jimmy V Classic against a very good Texas Tech team.
That'll be interesting to watch.
Yep.
Look forward to that for sure. And up next at number two, we have new college football playoff rankings. Georgia, of course, stays put at number one. Michigan makes the jump to number two. Alabama stays put at three. Cincinnati at four. Oklahoma State moves up two spots to number five,
mm-hmm.
and which could be critical.
All because of that snake Brian Kelly, my friend.
It's critical.
Who do you think is the better team, Oklahoma State? And I will freely admit to only having watched one Oklahoma State game
this year. I've watched like two or three of those. I think Notre Dame's defense is stout enough that they would be able to throttle them. I don't know.
Well, the thing that's interesting
be a hell of a game.
I was doing the research this morning.
We do our research. Have you done your research?
Oklahoma State usually think Mike Gundy, right? Offense, offense, offense. Mm. They're the second most efficient defensive team in the country this year. They have a very good defense, and their offense is not what you would typically expect. Not bad, but
not your typical Mike Gundy explosive.
They're a much more defensive oriented team. So
that's another argument for expanding it.
I just want to see Oklahoma State in the playoff would be cool. They're one of these teams,
the Cowboys,
never in it. They're way down on the overall talent rankings.
Oklahoma's little brother. That whole deal.
I would love to see them and Cincinnati both in it. Give me some new teams, man. I want to see something
okay,
different.
If you could have any four out of, like, say, the top eight, who would yours be? Give me your
– what do you mean?
If you could pick any four teams to be in the playoff, regardless of how good we think they are.
Out
of the top eight we got.
I don't know.
I'd probably go Michigan, Oklahoma State, Cincinnati, in Notre Dame.
You just don't want to see Alabama or Georgia in there.
No, I do not.
I mean, I still want to see the good teams. I mean, I want to see Georgia play. I want to see them challenged. And I mean, heck, their hardest game is probably going to be on Saturday.
I don't know. I mean, our friend Sean, Doc, said it. I heard him say it best. And you're talking about this Saturday's game between Alabama and Georgia. It's like Saddam Hussein's playing Osama bin Laden.
Roll down tide.
Who the hell are you going to root for?
I think you go for Saddam in that one, right? I mean he never attacked us on home soil.
No, we made all that up just to get into Iraq. He's probably what I'm saying. That poor guy was probably wondering what.
Well, I'm not going to say that poor guy. He got what was coming to him. I'm just saying.
Sure he did.
In the evil rankings, it's like Hitler.
Pol Pot.
Osama bin Laden is above Hussein.
I don't know. Saddam killed a lot more people than Osama did it in a very spectacular, worldwide television live and high definition attack on us.
But you're saying Hussein killed more. It's quantity over.
Hussein is one of the few world leaders that actually used a weapon of mass destruction.
On his own people.
No, he used them against Iran.
How did we go?
He used them a lot.
He did on the Kurds, too, though.
Yeah, I mean, he never met anybody who didn't want to pour sarin gas.
What do you think, Jake? Who's the more evil, Bin Laden or
Saddam? Should we put the poll in the field?
No.
I don't know. Should we? That might be a bad look.
It's not a bad for us.
Well, let's just get back to the top 5 of 5.
Okay.
We went from talking about college football playoffs to...
Who's more evil?
Good God.
That's because we're talking about Georgia and Alabama. What do you expect?
It's a good old-fashioned evil-off. By God, it's been a while. It's
Georgia and Alabama. Who's more evil? I'm going Georgia.
Anyway, number 3. Oklahoma wide receiver Theo Weiss and tight end Austin Stogner have entered the transfer portal. This comes less than a week after Lincoln Riley left Oklahoma to take the head coaching job at USC. Receiver Jaden Hazelwood, who announced his intent to transfer earlier in the week, has also entered the portal. This makes 5 players for Oklahoma that are now in the transfer portal.
Oh, all those kids, man. We're calling him. I mean, Hazelwood flirted with Tennessee out of high school. He's a 5-star.
Correct me if I'm wrong, that tight end's not bad they had at Oklahoma, is
no,
he?
No, he was a 5-star, too. He's the number 2 tight end in the country in his class.
I bet he'd look good in orange.
I mean, you're talking about people to replace Javonte Payton. Might be your guy.
What if we were in charge of the portal recruiting?
Come on down, sign him up.
And number 4, NFL safety Kenny Vaccaro has decided to shift his focus from playing professional football to pursue his dream of launching an esports organization.
He played for the Titans a couple years, didn't he?
Yeah. Despite receiving multiple offers from NFL teams, including championship contenders, Vaccaro is foregoing the chance at a Super Bowl victory to instead compete for the Halo World Championship through his organization, Gamers First.
I bet the payday for the Halo thing is more than the Super Bowl, without a doubt.
You ever seen like how much money some of these YouTubers and gamers make?
Well, it's insane. That's why I tell my kid to keep playing that Xbox 20 hours a day.
I mean, for doing...
Got him in training.
It's just absolutely ridiculous, but here I could see myself being one of those guys.
It's not my world. It's I got off the video game train a long time ago.
Goldeneye.
But it's big business, man. That's wild that a guy would give up the tail end of his football career to get in that world.
I mean,
more power to
good,
him. I hope it works
good
out.
Gamer, I don't imagine he has a lot of helmet-to-helmet contact at a Halo convention.
Probably not.
Go ahead, Jake.
And number 5, you can rent the McAllister's house from Home Alone on Airbnb. The iconic Illinois house from Home Alone is ready to welcome some lucky visitors for one night only. Airbnb rental is available for a limited time as a promotion for the upcoming release of Home Sweet Home Alone.
What's that? Are they doing a remake of it or something?
I don't know, but you only have to pay $25.
Oh, to enter it? Oh, hell with that. That's a raffle is what you're saying.
Yeah. It's booby trap free and bandit free.
Yeah, see, I'd want the wet bandits there. Wouldn't you, Russ?
Marvin Harry.
Yeah, that's what I would want.
Well, we could recreate it. We'd like bash him in the head with paint cans and stuff.
Yeah, that's... We could do that, Beer. That is the top 5 at 5, brought to you by National RX. Folks, we will be live this Friday from 3 to 6 at National RX for the annual National RX Toys for Tots Toy Drive. Come on out, see us. You can bring toys out all day long. The Marines are going to be dropping off the boxes tomorrow, so they will be there for you. And we ask that you bring a toy for a boy and a girl. And you can go drop them off all day there at National RX. Of course, we'll be doing our show from 3 until 6 p.m. live on location. And we are looking forward to it. Toys for Tots, run by the United States Marine Corps Reserve. A couple of y'all had asked about the preteens and teens groups that are notoriously difficult to shop for. A couple of ideas that the Toys for Tots website throws out there for this age group. In the past, items purchased for these groups have included, but are not limited to, sporting equipment, bags, balls, books, backpacks, cosmetics, purses, watch, wallet, gift sets, bath gift sets, board games, radio control cars and trucks, handheld electronics, skateboards, helmets, curling irons, hair straighteners, and hair dryers as well. The only thing they ask that they are not looking for are realistic looking weapons. So none of those
good idea
guns and that look real, or any gift with food in it. Those items will not be distributed.
Well, see, when I was a kid, I would have killed for one of those Hickory Farms like sampler boxes.
Yeah, don't bring one of those.
Okay.
Don't bring one of those. Bring some of the other stuff. Toysfortots.org is their website if you have any questions. They got an FAQ section there if you want to roll through that. And, yeah, man, looking forward to filling up a couple of boxes out there on Friday. So show up, Fan Run Nation. We're counting on you. If you can't make it there on Friday, those boxes will be there on Saturday as well. So if you want to make that a part of your weekend errands, head on out to National RX, Kingston Pike and Farragut, right next to Wendy's. It'll be across the street from Farragut High School, the Toys for Tots toy drive. Looking forward to that. Our phone number, if you want to jump on board, 865-546-8200, 546-8200. If you want to jump in this afternoon, is this Tharp is next?
Did I spell it Tharp?
Tharp.
Tharp?
No, use your brain.
Tharp.
I spelled it wrong.
T-Harp?
Oh, I'm T-Carp. Okay. I don't know. We have some weird named callers, man. Hey, Tharp. What's up?
That might be, I don't know. That might be a cool name. I did spell it Tharp, right, didn't I?
The world according to Tharp.
That, yeah. So, serious question. So, if I so no realistic toy guns, but like, let's say I get like a Nerf gun and bring it down Friday with that's painted, you know, all the red paint and all that, or
I'd imagine paint. That. Yeah, I mean, I would imagine that would be
why
fine.
Why don't you just get a Nerf football?
Yeah, you I could mean, just get a toy. Yeah, I mean, if you want to get
because they're I mean, boys. There's
yeah, but the
wrong
I mean,
guns.
These are yeah, but this is the toughest set of SOBs on the planet. These are United States Marines that are asking you not to donate toys. Yeah, yeah, you heard what I said. United States Marines.
T-Carp, he's just got to get something for the guys to so they could get out there and indulge in their naturally violent tendencies.
I mean, why that's not?
Basically, yes.
Why don't you and your lovely wife, you know, buy some like makeup and purses for the ladies, for the girls?
Because I have girls at home. I am swimming in estrogen, and I would like to
buy some
give
boy
a gift
presents.
For a test. Yes, dear God, yes.
I mean, skateboard, helmet. Doesn't have to be a gun, man.
Can it be a knife? Can it be one of those fake knives?
No. T-Carp, what are you doing, man? It's Toys for Tots, bro.
Trying to. Toys for. Toys.
What for if tots? I had a toy bomb that's clearly not a bomb, but, you know, has certain bomb-like qualities.
Well, actually, they did sell those at Target, and I have one of those.
That's not surprising at all.
I kid you not. I kid you not. It was this toy, and what you had to do was you had to put the wires into certain places and disarm the bomb. I kid you not.
I mean, are they trying to get?
I don't know.
Are they trying to get kids interested in being EOD?
Call me crazy. I used to like to play Uno growing up.
You can't beat me in Uno.
Is that a challenge?
I would like to see that. I would like to see a
fan run Uno championship.
Yep, challenge.
Be
yep.
Some furniture moving.
Let's go. Anyway, guys, don't we like college football being on fire and us not being a part of it, sort of?
Oh,
how can we still be in a part of it without – the thing is we're still a part of it, which kind of sucks, but we're really not a part of it, right?
Well, you got some Tennessee fans, they just can't help themselves, right? I mean, they're convinced that – I mean, poor Willie calling in the show last hour. Oh, some guy called me and told me Oklahoma's playing. Is that like – people actually believe this stuff.
Oh my God.
And, there's no point in ever going out to TAC Air. I mean, we know how these guys do it now. They fly to some big airport at a hub in a major city, and then everybody meets there.
Well, actually, Scott Strickland of Florida did fly to Lafayette to visit with Billy Napier. But, yeah, typically they don't do it that way. I think to answer your question, though, T-Carp, it's yes, it is very calming to be able to go through this with, you know, relatively little fear of any sort of bad effects on Tennessee football. And Just watching everybody else's house burn for once. It's kind of refreshing.
Absolutely. I love it. I'm having a lot of fun. How do we feel about Billy Napier to Florida? Does that move scare you?
No, but I mean, he's still probably going to beat us every year. Just because in Florida, but
go Gator.
I just think it's unknown. T. Carp. I mean, he hasn't been a head coach at this level. It's I wouldn't classify it as a safe hire, but it's not a risky hire either, man. It's just if he can go in there and recruit really well and hire good coordinators, he'll probably be successful there.
There's like some kind of weird anomaly. Like if you dig in to like the numbers, like he wins a ton of one score games, but all of them he was like this huge.
Yeah, so that's a good thing or a bad thing, depending on how you want to look at
it. It's a bad thing because he was favored in almost all of them by multiple scores.
Hmm. Florida's not going to put up with a bunch of close games to people you're supposed to beat the crap out of. When you said about recruiting, Florida seems fairly easy to recruit. At least it has been. I mean, you got five stars literally in your backyard. So I don't know what the problem would be there. I mean, we'll see. It just doesn't, I don't know, it doesn't like scare me the way a Hugh Freeze would or a Lane Kiffin or Chadwell would.
Here's the thing though, T. Carp. I remember back when Spurrier first got into the league. Remember we had that back and forth where Tennessee won the home games in 90 and 92 and then Spurrier won in 91 and 93. And I remember like those first five or so years that he was in the league, here locally, Tennessee fans kind of looked at him as a joke. It's like, okay, you've got this high-flying offense, but when it comes down to it, man, we're going to big boy you. And, of course, that turned out to be wrong. And I also remember in 2003 thinking, the spread option is not going to work in the SEC. Option football in the SEC?
Now everybody runs it.
And so we're both wrong, or both takes were wrong. So I don't know about Napier. It seems like a pretty good hire on the outside. It's not a home run hire, but only time will tell.
What do you I totally forgot what I was going to say.
Did you hate that?
Oh, no.
Feel your pain.
Going back to it, what you guys said in the last hour, I kind of agree. We need to chill out. Can we just chill out on saying, hey, we need to hire this other guy, fire this. Like, can we just chill out and just be like, listen, this guy knows how to score points. Can we keep him for a few years? I don't think he's a complete, you know, lunatic like our last couple coaches. Can we just have a guy for a little bit and be okay with, here I say it, here it comes, Russell. Get all the pearl clutchers. Can we be okay with 8-4 for just a few years and then get to 9-3 and 10-2? Is that terrible to say?
It's not terrible to say, but I mean, you're saying a few years.
Well, here's what I like about our conversation about the records yesterday is we were talking about what we think the record can be next year, and we were living in our hopes, and it wasn't this conversation we've had before of how many games does he have to win? What's the floor? Like, who cares about that? I don't even know what the answer to that is. I'm just looking at next year. It's like, man, we're going to have a really good team, and the schedule sets up pretty nice, and heck, man, not how many games do we have to win, how many games can we win?
I think we can win 10 games. I legit do. Will we? Who knows? We can.
Let's go.
We could have won 9 games this year, at least.
Let's do it.
So, I think, and last point before I get off here, I really think that another key to our woes the past year, and I hate to lay the blame on one person, and you know who is coming. I lay the blame at the quarterback position. Garantano was a poison that we couldn't get over for how many years?
A poison?
Yeah, I mean, buddy, the last little bit of Butch and the first and all of Pruitt, he couldn't do it.
Well,
they couldn't quote unquote find someone else. to replace him? Come on now.
He didn't get what he needed. He got coddled by Butch, and he was coddled by Pruitt, and he needed somebody. You know what he needed? He needed David Cutcliffe.
He needed somebody
to break him down and start over and rebuild him from the bottom up. And I bet you if he had had that from day one, he would have turned into a productive college player. But
he was coddled, and
his coaches didn't do him any favors. And I think his career is tragic in a way because there's unfulfilled potential there. And
no, I'll give you that. Maybe poison's a wrong word.
He's
a good kid.
He didn't decide who plays quarterback here. You know, that's on Pruitt. Pruitt did not give him what he needs, which is competent coaching and leadership and direction. And I mean, he's a kid, man. He wasn't ready for all that was thrust upon him, and he doesn't deserve it. And I say we just let it go and move forward.
All right.
With our new coach and our new quarterback. Thanks, T-Carp. Good hearing from you.
See you, buddy. Y'all be good.
Stay with us. The drive continues. 865-546-8200. You want to jump in, take a shot now. Back with more right after this. Bill on Twitter says, Bin Laden was more evil. Hussein was just crazy.
Hmm.
That's a very fine distinction to make. I think they're both evil and crazy, right?
Yeah, they were willing to kill massive amounts of people without a care in the world. The thing about Bin Laden, and I don't want anybody to take this the wrong way.
Oh, God.
Okay, I'm going to wait out here in the minefield. Bin Laden was brilliant. That whole attack.
I mean, you can't be an idiot and do these attacks. You have to have some sort of sense in order to be able to coordinate those attacks.
Like, if you look at what – and not just the attack, what you really need – I watched a it wasn't any kind of conspiracy theory thing, Ross. But there was a major league short of the airline. Anything involving the airline stock in the days leading up to the attack. So not only did he attack us, he made like $1 billion off of it. Probably didn't seem so smart when 14 Navy SEALs are kicking in your door and shooting everybody in the house, but, you know.
I'd love to see that video.
All right, I'm done. Go ahead with your segment, Russ.
Is that video out there somewhere?
No.
No. That's like the Owen Hart WWE video.
No, but I mean, is it in some FBI or CIA file somewhere?
DOD, probably.
I mean, even in my clearance, I couldn't watch it.
No, I'm not.
Do you think there's any film of Bin Laden?
I'm just asking if it exists.
I think it does exist.
Oh, like the GoPro from his house? Oh, hell yeah, it does. What I want to know, you think there's any video of when they slid him into the Indian Ocean in shark bait?
I thought that was out there already.
No, they've never. They never wanted that released. And they never
because his followers might do something crazy. You know, if you shoot him in the face and toss him in the ocean, but put the video out there. Ooh, that's a bridge too far.
I'll go ahead and tell you I would have liked to have been on that boat. Watch him get eaten by the sharks as he slid into the icy depths of the Indian Ocean.
I think he's just. He's probably down there at the bottom somewhere.
Yeah, go fishing with him.
He's shark poop.
You think he got eaten?
Yeah. Yeah. It's the Indian Ocean. There's shark-infested waters.
Put some seasoning on him or something? Was it a chunk of waters?
I don't think they had to. I mean, SEAL team put about 3 between his eyeballs and the bridge of his nose.
Should have used him as bait.
We just let the sailors just fish.
Okay, getting back to tonight's program, 865-546-8200. It's almost dark outside, man. It's the evening. It's 5:27. There are people eating right now. Please, gentlemen, let's behave ourselves.
Do you feel more tired? Sorry, go ahead with your read. I was just going to ask you because of the daylights. I find myself being more tired when we get off just because it's dark.
Yeah.
I feel like there's less night time. I feel like I'm, I feel
not
like
enough daytime.
I feel like it's bedtime quicker.
Yeah, that's all I was saying. Go ahead.
Any sense.
I'm sorry.
Folks, speaking of sense, it's dollars and cents. A lot of people having those thoughts this time of year, Christmas gifts and budgeting concerns and New Year's resolutions and all that stuff. Let Les Turner at Right Approach Financial answer any questions you might have about your financial plans for the future. I'm not just talking about next year. I'm talking about for the rest of your life. Are you okay for retirement? Are you building a nest egg? Are you investing 401k or IRA? If you've got any questions about these kinds of asset management programs, saving for your retirement, call Les Turner at Right Approach Financial, 865-498-3047. He'll answer any questions you may have with a free consultation. Tell him I sent you, 865-498-3047. That's Les Turner at Right Approach Financial. He's online, rightapproachfinancial.com, as we roll through this Wednesday afternoon / evening edition of the show, and taking your phone calls at 865-546-8200. Today's Rickard Ridge Barbecue smoking hot question. Those of you just joining us, which bowl matchup do you most want to see? Tennessee, this I'm kind of surprised the Music City Bowl Penn State thing is running away with it.
The Music City one is against, yeah, what, Penn State?
Yeah.
Is Wake Forest still a close second, or have they distanced themselves a little bit?
42.2% for the Music City, 31.7% for the Gator versus Wake.
I kind of feel like we could work a pretty good mean on facing him again.
Oh, it would be – yeah, I mean, it'd be
– the memes, the Photoshop pictures of him that would resurface.
I wonder there's – a ton of them, but what about Vandy fans, like Nashville, would that community welcome him back? The media people all seem to really like him. He was really good with the media down there. And
he was really good with the media until all the, you know.
Yeah, he still is, man.
Is he really?
Yeah, people like him.
Why does he get such a pass on that whole deal? Because he was up to his neck in it, allegedly. He didn't want to be put under oath, for sure. He worked that deal where he didn't have to testify. He saw that video. He told him to delete it.
Well,
that's pretty much known.
I don't I mean, it's certainly an ugly incident, and I'm not condoning it or making any excuses, but I just
– I mean, if one of the interns came to you and showed you a video like that,
these college football programs, though, are not – it's a different world, man. It's just a different world. It's like the Brian Kelly thing with that kid dying up there, or any number of incidents that happened here in Knoxville.
That's not hurt
during
him
the
at
glory
all.
Days under Philip Fulmer. You know what I'm talking about. And we just overlook these things because it's college football. So, I mean, if you want a lily white program that doesn't have any, like, go root for Army or
Navy
or one of the Harvard or something. Like, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, this is.
They had a big scandal this year in Army.
I mean, we could play that game. We could play that game and the okay. What about that? What about the, you know, with
everybody's any coach, skeletons.
Yeah, man. So
you really think that stuff went on here in the '90s? Some of that stuff that was rumored.
I mean, yeah, okay. It's there's no think about it. I mean,
I never really.
Well, you can't make an omelet without breaking a few eggs. I mean, every great program. Look at Nebraska is a perfect example under Tom Osborne in the 1980s. I know this is ancient history, but they were the team that couldn't win the big one, that always got close but never could get. And then
the 90s.
In the 1990s, he made certain moral compromises. And, okay, yeah, well, let's go get Lawrence Phillips. And there was always, with Nebraska football in the 1990s, a story about some guy beating up on a woman or a sexual assault or some sort of violent felonious activity
right
going on. And Oklahoma, you think Nebraska fans give a damn?
Nope. Oklahoma had the Uzi situation in the 80s.
I mean,
Florida.
Just, yeah.
Look at Urban Meyer. He may have had a serial killer on his team.
So, I mean, it's just it happens everywhere, and that's it's unfortunate. But, man, if you know, unless, like I said, unless you're just going to not follow the sport, go live in a monastery somewhere. Then,
right.
Like,
how much do you think these head coaches know? Like, how much do you think – like, do you think Urban Meyer had a pretty good idea of – well, because, I mean, that's why Hernandez fell down draft boards, because – Urban Meyer, I think, was honest with some NFL people about him, about his character issues. Call him murdering issues, but
Well, I don't know.
Like you, like it just makes you wonder. Like I still think they've never caught the person, but it's a dead off copy of what he got convicted for. What put him in prison was, you know, a attempted double homicide down there in Gainesville. It was the same style shooting.
But they were never able to pin that one on him, even in retrospect. And at the time, if you're asking, do you think Urban Meyer knew about it? I mean, who? Probably not.
Probably knew about it. Yeah.
All right, stay with us. The Drive continues. More Fan Run Radio coming up. Back here on The Drive, Fan Run Radio. It's time for The Docket, brought to you by the law offices of Fox and Farmer. They win for East Tennessee. An Alabama woman who says she was falsely arrested for shoplifting at a Walmart and then threatened by the company after her case was dismissed has been awarded $2.1 million in damages. Mobile County jury Monday ruled in favor of Leslie Nurse of Sims, Alabama. News outlets reported Nurse said in a lawsuit that she was stopped in November 2016 when trying to leave a Walmart with groceries she said she had already paid for. She said she used the self-checkout, but the scanning device froze. Workers did not accept her explanation, and she was arrested for shoplifting.
Wait, so she didn't even try to run off?
No, she put her groceries in the cart and walked out. There's more to the story. Let Russ go on.
Her case was dismissed a year later after a Walmart employee and defendant in her suit failed to respond to a subpoena and appear in a court. The following month, however, she received the first of several letters from a Florida law firm threatening civil suits unless she paid $200 as a settlement.
Uh-huh.
That was more than the $48 in groceries she was accused of stealing. 11 items in all, including Christmas lights, a loaf of bread, and Captain Crunch. In her suit against the retail giant, Nurse claimed Walmart instructed the law firm to send the letters. Walmart is engaged in a, quote, pattern and practice of targeting Alabama citizens falsely accused of shoplifting with demands that the innocent customer immediately pay money or risk getting sued by Walmart in addition to the criminal charges already pending against them. Often, as in this case, the money demanded to resolve the issue is substantially higher than the value of the merchandise allegedly stolen. How about that?
You did read how much money that Walmart's made off these deals like this?
Mm-mm.
It's like $200 million in the article I read.
Wow.
They're bilking out of people.
Don't shop there.
I don't. I shop local, bro. Russ, are you aware of...
That's a hell of an ordeal for her to have to go through.
Yeah.
But if there's a $2 million jackpot waiting at the end of it...
Oh, by golly.
Oh, yeah.
Good for her, man.
Said she had Captain. Were you aware of Captain Crunch's real name?
No.
Horatio Magellan Crunch.
What? Oh, yeah. That's the character's name?
Yeah, Captain Crunch.
Horatio Magellan.
Yeah, Horatio Magellan Crunch. It's a great name. That's what I should name my kid.
Who is Magellan?
He's some kind of map maker or something.
No.
He sail around the world or something.
First guy to circumnavigate the globe.
Yeah. You know the maps are wrong, right?
I think that's...
You gone down that rabbit hole yet?
Yes.
What, the Ferdinand Magellan rabbit hole?
Maps of countries are bigger up at the top.
Things aren't where they're supposed to be. Go ahead, Russ. Your segment, Docket.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That is The Docket, brought to you by the law offices of Fox and Farmer. Folks, if you've been in a car or motorcycle accident, if you need workman's comp, if you need help getting signed up on Social Security disability because you're unable to work, you're going to need the best lawyers and law firm on your side. Fox and Farmer offer a free consultation to discuss your case and answer any questions you may have. And they are a local law firm with over 100 years of combined experience right here in East Tennessee, helping East Tennesseans get the settlements they deserve. At Fox and Farmer, they don't get paid unless you do. Call today to set up that free consultation, 865-531-9400. That's 531-9400. Or visit their website, foxandfarmer.com. It's Fox and Farmer, attorneys at law. They win for East Tennessee. As we go back to the phones, Andy is next. Good afternoon, Andy.
Afternoon, gentlemen. How are we doing?
Hey, doing well. Thank you.
I like that docket. That was funny. Just shows you the best thing to come out of Alabama is the interstate home.
So, oh!
Roll down tide.
That's right. Anyway, so I was thinking about some of these. I'm enjoying the drama across the nation, and the crying come out of Oklahoma is palpable. But anyway, so I was thinking about this. Who made the best move so far, right? Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, I kind of have an opposite opinion of a lot. I think that so far the worst move made has been Kentucky signing Stoops.
I mean, you could be. Could be
why,
right.
Hold on. And I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Because I think it's a lose-lose for them. I think either the man does live up to how good everybody's, how many praises they're singing for him right now, right? Either he does live up to that, or after how chapped they were this year, after we bent them over the barrel and showed them the 50 states, that shows me they care a little bit. And they're liable to turn on him, man. I mean, what do you guys think? You think they would turn on him?
No, because they don't care, because they're toothless Kentucky fans who they're just waiting for basketball.
He's always been the story.
He can sit up there.
This year was different.
He could sit up there, Andy, and go 8-4 till the cows come home, go to meaningless bowl games every single year, beating up on Mississippi State and Vandy and South Carolina, Missouri, and those folks will be happy.
Yeah.
Hey, he's done well there for them, man. He's elevated their program's profile. He's got them playing solid mid-tier football. You know, they've gone from a program that was a perennial loser to one that goes to bowl games. And, no, they're never going to win a conference championship. They're never going to win the Eastern Division. They're certainly never going to sniff the college football playoff. But their expectations just aren't – they're not what Tennessee fans' expectations are, or any other historically winning program.
Yeah. So the other one I was wondering about is the movement from Notre Dame with Brian Kelly. My buddy reminded me of this, works for you guys, Logan, reminded me that he oversaw where that kid got killed.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's very sad.
That's never hurt him at all.
I wonder why. I mean, did they just cover that up at Notre Dame? You know, I mean, it made the news, but I mean,
no one
ever talked about it.
Oh, people talk about it all the time. I mean, how much – here's the question, and this gets back into what we were talking about last segment. When people use these incidents to vilify the coach, and if you're a Notre Dame fan, you're saying, oh, he's not responsible. And if you hate Brian Kelly, you use it as a cudgel with which to bludgeon him over the head. How responsible was he for a scissor lift collapsing in 50-mile-per-hour winds?
Probably primarily responsible, since he put the kid up there. He had him go up knowing that there were high winds.
Well, I don't like him, so I'm going to put him there.
And that's the thing. But if you were our coach, if we had hired him, we had the chance to hire him, and something like that had happened here, we'd probably excuse it away. Oh, it's an act of God.
I don't think we would, Russ. It wasn't an act of God. It was an act of stupidity to put that kid up in a scissor lift with winds gusting 50, 60. If you've ever used one of those, I'm not being wise, but if you've ever been in one, used one, anytime the wind really gets to blowing, you get your ass off of it quick. I think so. I mean, have you been in one, Jake?
Yes.
Look, I know Brian Kelly is a hard ass and he's an easy target, and now he's in our league, so we all hope he fails. And he was at Notre Dame. We all hate Notre Dame and whatever.
That's not it, man.
I'm not holding him. I mean, this is adjudicated in court of law. He's not criminally liable for that young man's death. He's just not. I'm sorry.
Yeah. He wasn't held accountable. But I mean, the only thing I'll say about him is, I think he's probably the most dangerous hire, because look how much the last couple of coaches have done there and how incompetent they were. Yeah. I mean, in my opinion. And this guy does seem to know a little bit about what he's doing. Now, I've heard he's not a nice person, But if you win, you know, it doesn't matter. You know, I mean, he was Butch's mentor, right? So, I mean, look, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. So, I mean, I just think, you know, it'll be pretty quick. But if he does start cranking out wins there, I think he might be a good enough coach to be really dangerous at LSU.
Oh, yeah. I think he's going to do – I mean, it's – LSU is – it's an easy job compared to Notre Dame, man. I think he's going to do really well down there. Andy, anything else, man?
That's all I got. Thanks, boys.
Appreciate you. Thank you for the phone call.
You know who I think very quietly – it wouldn't surprise me. I don't know that much about the guy. But who I think may have made the best hire out of this cycle? Washington with DeBoer. That was that team. He was at Fresno State, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And CG first like tried to get us on the bandwagon. Then you watched the game, and then I told you, "Boy, it's Fresno State. Boy, there's no way they're going to beat UCLA." And then, boom, they did. And then I kind of started paying attention to him and watching him some. And pretty good coach.
Pretty good.
Not bad.
Not a lot of pressure up there.
Yeah,
I feel like
I don't know, man. He's only been a head coach for 2 years. At Fresno, they went 9-3 this year. We're going to have Christopher Gabriel on. I know everybody loves him, and God bless a radio guest that can make Fresno State football somewhat interesting. But we'll get his thoughts on that coming up tomorrow on the show. So always look forward to visiting with the CGP. Look forward to visiting with you. If you want to jump on the show, last chance here. Speak now, forever hold your peace. 865-546-8200, your number to get on the show. Back to wrap things up after this. Fan Run Radio, the drive continues. Rolling right along through a Wednesday evening edition of the show. Overtime coming up next from 6 until 8 on many of these fine Fan Run affiliates. Let's start to wrap things up here this afternoon. Don't forget Christopher Gabriel on the show tomorrow. And then on Friday, the toy drive at National RX in Farragut for Toys for Tots. Looking forward to that one. It's going to be a big old time out there. Let's get Roger on the show. Good afternoon, Roger.
Hey, Russell. Hey, Russell Bear. How y'all doing?
Big Rod, doing well. How are you, sir?
Oh, doing good, doing good. Did y'all have a good Thanksgiving?
Oh yeah, delicious, Rod. Yeah. I still got a few leftovers over at Stately Smith Manor.
That's not safe.
But okay. It's good.
Well, good. I'm glad.
Really? When do you throw out leftovers? You have a like what? 3 or 4 days, 5 days, maybe?
2 days max.
Yeah.
2 days max?
You're psychotic, man. Stuff keeps right. You don't, when you go eat at a restaurant, some of that stuff's been in the cooler. You can keep it up to 7 days.
I'm
telling you, man. I've worked in restaurants all my life.
Yeah, they cook it after they pull it out, right?
Yeah, and it's carefully chilled and then placed into the walk-in, wrapped tightly.
Yeah, it's all good.
I mean, standard practices. Go ahead, Rod. Sorry.
Now, hold on. I did tell you that place we were just talking about that I went to on the other night.
Yeah.
Some chicken pasta. It was really good. Now,
it's all coming back to me now.
Yesterday, and this is so weird because usually I'm a light breakfast guy if I eat breakfast at all.
Right.
And I just had a hankering for this stuff. And I pulled it out of the fridge at like 9:30 in the morning and ate it cold. Cold pasta and chicken. Was that safe?
Yeah, but it's utterly disgusting. What do you think, Rod? Well, I'm asking you, Rod, you would have never had leftovers. I've seen you eat. You're like a longshoreman.
You like leftovers, Rod? I love leftovers.
Yeah, I love it. That's why I love eating. No, yeah, I love eating leftovers. Yeah, of course.
Hey, Rod, can I ask you something?
Yeah.
Tell me about...
Real quick. I want to ask a question real quick, but go ahead real quick.
Okay.
Yeah, hurry it up, Bear.
Yeah.
I heard you got a chocolate pie last week.
Oh, yeah. It's a little rich. Bears. I didn't eat.
It was a little rich.
Not eat much of it. Yeah, it's a little. Not eat much of it. It's a little rich for me, so I don't think it's good. It's rich,
I figured the whipped cream, the ready whip, would have taken the richness of the edge off of it for you.
Oh,
yeah,
it's too rich.
Okay,
you know, but anyway, I got a question for y'all about the but it shows some things that has happened. That's why I asked you, Russ, I'm very about the especially about the one, the big one for me, and probably more anything, is about Notre Dame coach leaving to go. I just want to ask you about that. I was surprised to hear about that. That's why I asked you, would Dr. Pride by him leaving to go to LSU like that? LSU? Without any at all?
Yeah, I mean, honest to God, Roger, I really was. But I'm older and grew up in an era where Notre Dame football was king. It was Notre Dame, USC, Michigan, Ohio State. The SEC wasn't given a whole lot of respect. And to me, it was just instinctively, it was just kind of shocking to me that a coach would – no coach has ever done it. They've never left Notre Dame for another job. So, I was stunned.
Yeah. How about you, Russ? Were you shocked by that in leaving?
I wasn't shocked. I was mildly surprised. Not much shocks me anymore about these coaches in college football. But, I kind of thought that he would hang around there till Notre Dame forced him out or until he retired. So it was surprising for sure.
Did you hear? Was it? I heard he got a lot of money. Is that why he left for? Because money for that we heard.
Yeah.
Because money. Maybe?
No, I mean Notre Dame will pay that much. They've got that money too. Mm-hmm. I think there was something else going on behind the scenes that he was dissatisfied or underappreciated or caused him to look around, because I think he's looked. I mean, I think Tennessee approached him last year and he didn't want our job, but. I think a couple of people have approached him through the years, and the LSU job is one of the better jobs in the country in terms of in-state recruiting base, and they've got all the resources and all that stuff. So I think that's one of probably five or six jobs that he would have left for, and he saw the opportunity, he took it.
Oh, okay. I'd be curious how he does there now.
Yeah, we'll see. Tennessee plays down there next year. It's a big game. Raj, thanks, man. We got to run here. One quick thought before we leave here. So we started with the construction underway in Neyland Stadium. And it's gotten a lot of response on social media throughout the show. And Doug says, 100-year-old bleachers. Vol fans sat there and watched Gene McKever, Bobby Dodd, Beatty Feathers, Bob Suffrage, and George Caffa go. I can't believe we're so willing to watch our history demolished for quote-unquote improvements. Now, I don't think those are the same bleachers, the metal part, but that
concrete.
Is that the same concrete?
That concrete's the original concrete.
Wow.
Is it the same lead pipes?
I would say they probably updated the lead pipe.
I don't know. I mean, they might have upped it. That's an interesting angle on it, and I hadn't thought about it. I don't know, man. I guess
all a lot things, of history in that concrete.
Yeah, all things must pass. That's a different way of.
Yeah.
Now I do kind of get my feelings a little nostalgic.
Yeah, we'll talk about it tomorrow.
All right, folks. Thank you, Bear. Thank you, Jake.
Thank you, Russ.
Thank you, Russell.
Overtime on the way next. We'll do it again tomorrow right here on Fan Run Radio.